Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Paul in Metairie. Paul, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, guys. Listen, my daughter's been, she kind of got hooked on the Saints, I guess, listening to me hollering over all the years. But I'm seeing her spend all. She makes good money, but she's traveling to go see the team and likes to, you know, go every week to the games. But I think she's having a hard time seeing them lose, you know. You're so used to seeing them winning. But anyway, I want to ask Bobby. I think I know the answer. How many minutes are the guys actually playing in a game? I think it's around 14, 16 minutes.
You talk about the stop and go, and that's why you know you bring that up, and that's why I can remember. I don't care if it's like freezing, and I'm talking about like freezing where it's in the teens or below. You might say, "Damn, I don't want to go out there. I mean, it's freaking cold." I don't care where you at. You could do anything. For about 3 hours.
Remember we talked about this on the game. It was the coldest game in Saints history when they played in Cleveland.
And we beat them.
And they ended up winning.
We ended up winning that game. And so the point being is that, like, you think actually, you know, it's a lot of anxiety, maybe stress, because you want to succeed at the high level, and then it's pros versus pros. But you could give it your all. You can do anything. When you truly think about it, for the amount of time that you're on the field and actually participating, because it's not like, you know, a marathon is continuous. You know, for soccer, you know, you constantly run. Football is like stop, go, stop, and go. You know, bursts. You got bursts and all that. You look even how much you run in basketball. So it doesn't matter if you're at the highest level of any sport, whether it's football, basketball, and then you look at baseball, and then you look at the pitchers, they might only use you for one inning. Can you get one guy out? Can you get three guys out? Then we're going to bring another stud in there. So it's not like so, from a physical standpoint, it's not so overwhelming. So that's why for Anthony Richardson, the quarterback for the coach, to say, "I'm tired." Well, what are you tired? You out of shape? And then if you're rehabbing any kind of injury, you know, you might have one body part that maybe I can't run like I want to. But they can make you do stuff that you still can stay in shape. But let's say you have a lower body injury so you can't run. Well, they got something with your shoulders, get your heart rate and all up that you could be ready to roll. So when anybody to say like, "Damn, I was tired, I had to tap out." No, that's so embarrassing. Listen, I don't know who's Anthony Richardson's daddy and all, who his daddy is, who is his family. I had to call my son, "What the hell are you doing?" And you can never admit that you're tired like that. The game's on the line and you're the quarterback.
And if you think
you want to get paid in the future and to beat a man, you don't think people don't pay attention to that?
If you think his dad's upset, just think his agent.
Oh, yeah.
How would Hugh have reacted if you said that?
Well, it'd be like, what's wrong with you? I mean, how can you even make that statement, even though you could be dog-ass tired and you just got to fight? You got to fight through it. You got to fight through it. You can never admit. That's why when you look at, you know, with the caller we just talked to, like, when are you actually playing at a high level? It's not continuous. Because even though, you know, look at the game, how long the game lasts? 3 hours, 15, yeah. 20 minutes. No, it's not constant. It's like bursts. Okay, up and down, and how you're going. So, that to me is unacceptable. To me, I don't care what position you play in the NFL, you should never be tired. Now, you might be hurt.
Yes, or that part I get, but if you hurt.
But to say it's your lifestyle, year-round training, I'm tired? What? I can't even fathom that. I was tired. I had to tap out. No, I guarantee you. Would you want to fight with somebody that's going to tap out like that? You know, the offensive line, they're looking at, "Man, that's supposed to be our leader? That ain't good." Put it this way, I don't think Derek Carr would ever do that. I'm not saying Derek Carr is the answer for the Saints. Derek Carr would never pull that move. Now, he might not have the athletic ability of Anthony Richardson.
No, he ain't close.
And there's a lot of people that don't have that.
That's right.
But Anthony Richardson wants to be an NFL quarterback. What he throws, 30, 40%? And it's the modern-day age? Come on. You got to be at least 50%, even though his running skill set is at a level that's unbelievable. But he ain't any. He wasn't accurate at Florida. Again, I bring that up in the SEC.
Bob, Andy didn't want to wait on, but Andy from Metairie wanted to ask both of us about our thoughts on Kendra Miller. Andy, my thoughts is Kendra Miller is a talented running back. You can see the burst, the speed, the ability, one cut up into the hole and out. And he catches the ball well. Here's the problem. Can't stay on the field.
Well,
the best is availability.
Like the offensive version of Peyton Turner. I mean, you could see flashes. Oh,
yes,
boy, he did good. And then, boy, look, he came back last week,
he
had 6 carries.
And what he did this week?
36 yards. Okay, look, and you look what he did today. He had 3 carries, 16 yards, 5.3 yard average. He had a long gain of 10 yards. What, his hamstrings hurt again?
Hamstring hurt again.
Well, but are you a world-class sprinter or some of your hamstring? You know what it is? I always say this. This is an old-school analogy I've always done. It's like a high-performance car, like a Lamborghini or Ferrari. Boy, I took that thing. It was like, whoa. It was unbelievable.
Zero to
and then
60.
You
got to
put it in the shop.
Something wrong.
You got to put it in the shop. I just took it for a ride a couple of times. It's back in the shop. What the hell? Well, that's Kendra Miller. And that's who the Saints are drafting. High performance, high potential. But what about their heart and their physical makeup? Did the same thing with Peyton Turner. Very talented. But you playing in the NFL, you can't always be hurt. And if you look how many times they've been hurt, that's not just bad luck. I think the difference between being hurt and injured.
That's a difference.
That to play. Okay, you're going to tell me all these years when Cam Jordan answered the bell that he was always 100%?
Or DeMario Davis.
DeMario Davis. You got some players, this is bothering me. I don't want to put bad film out there. You might be 80%, but you don't want to play? No, I don't know how you check a player's heart with that. That to me, is kind of mind-boggling. If you want to be a pro in the NFL, you made a team. Kendra Miller, you've made it. You're in the NFL. But you know what it's going to be? Not NFL, not for long. If all of a sudden you're more hurt than you're available, then you got to go get a real job.
Bob, one of the things I did when I was doing the scouting reports and the draft book was to try to get to know the trainers on the team. They know about a player and if he's hurt, injured, and how he fights through it more than anybody. Because the coach sometimes will lie to you. Oh, yeah, he's a tough guy.
Yeah.
Coach ain't never going to say anything really negative about you.
Throw him under the bus. Now, you see, to me, I think I'm keeping this fair. I think when Taysom Hill's hurt, he's really hurt.
Yeah, that I believe.
Because he's overly aggressive. Now, I wish he sometimes maybe he wouldn't be overly aggressive as he is. But just look at the impact he had. On when we got 2 points, we're winning 2-0. And look at the punter when he botched it. Look who was right there on special teams, Taysom Hill.